One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates like KMAV, 99KMSR, and the Mightier 1090. Maybe you're listening on podcast or via replay on SiriusXM, or maybe you're watching on video stream on Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining me today. I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully, wherever you are, it's sunny outside, and if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. I don't know if it's sunny in Hawaii. You know, Brian goes to Hawaii, and all we get are bottles of Waiakea. Hopefully he'll bring home some Mauna Loa macadamia nuts. That would be nice. It's Friday. You know what that means. I'm going to ramble here for a while. That's what that means. Before Filthy Tom Lawler joins me on the show, there's a lot to get into. A lot of events this weekend. The biggest one, of course, being Elimination Chamber, the last major premium live event before WrestleMania, which is the most premium of all of the live events, I would say. And speaking of events, I'll get the Twitter plugs out of the way early here. The website is at F4W or WONF4W. I'm at Sempervivi. Filthy is at Filthy Tom Lawler, Sports Byline USA, and of course, Jim Valley and Andrew Zarian. And I bring up Andrew Zarian because alongside PW Insider, he is reporting that the third annual Forbidden Door pay-per-view event is scheduled for Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York. Forbidden Door 3 is set for June at the Tennis Stadium, although the exact date is not known yet. Arthur Ashe has been the site of AEW Grand Slam, the Grand Slam edition of Dynamite, for the past 3 years. In 2021. The show set the record for the highest attended non-WWE wrestling show in New York City since 1960. So that is going to be on its way, apparently, according to Andrew and PW Insider, on its way. As hopefully, I was going to say the music would be on its way to cut this segment off so we can get to commercial and get back to the meat of the matter with the meatiest man of all, Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi here with you alongside Filthy Tom Lawler, because it is Filthy Friday here on Wrestling Observer Live. And I got the plugs about Twitter out of the way early. That gave me some time to tell you about the wrestling news, everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Garrett Gonzalez, which should be up tonight slash early tomorrow morning for subscribers at Wrestling Observer Radio. Dave and Brian are going to be back, I would assume, late tomorrow night after the UFC shows and after WWE Elimination Chamber and a whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to be getting into on this show. If you want a little condensed form of what is happening in all the news and professional wrestling, Wrestling News is the place for you. Go to WrestlingNews.com, wherever you find your favorite podcasts, and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. Filthy, how are you?
Good to great. We in the house today, Mike. Filthy Friday. Lots of news coming up with Dave and Garrett. Lots of news with Dave and Brian if he ever makes it back. Lots of news for you and I to talk about here heading into the weekend. And I'll be honest, I'm excited. We've got UFC. We've got WWE. We've got PFL versus Bellator. There's another New Japan show tonight. Seemingly, it never ends.
CMLL at Arena Mexico. We got TNA to talk about. Believe it or not, they have two shows. They have one show at least. Then they're going to all have a sit-down with the owner, Leonard Asper, where he responds to all of their open letter requests, and we'll see how that goes. That may throw a little wrench in the Bayou Blast TV tapings that are supposed to take place, but we'll get into all of that stuff. But, I mean, Tom, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at things, we are going to have an Elimination Chamber, and there was a possibility that we were not going to have an Elimination Chamber if they would have sent the cage up the Suez Canal as they originally planned. I don't know if you've seen this news, everybody. It's up on the front page of the Wrestling Observer website. I think Joseph Courier was the one who posted it up there, that while speaking at WWE's press event slash pep rally in Perth today, Michael Cole revealed that it took more than a month for the Elimination Chamber cage to get to its location at Optus Stadium. The structure was supposed to be shipped through the Suez Canal, but that couldn't happen due to pirates. Yes, pirates. The cage was instead sent to Miami, then shipped by truck to Los Angeles, then shipped to Sydney, Australia, and then arrived in Perth on a train from Sydney. So, Tom, I mean, you may know better than me. I mean, are there any steps that could have been taken by those men that are captaining these boats where they could have fought off some of these pirates?
Well, first, I'd just like to clarify that this is the Captain Jack Sparrow type of pirate, not the high-budget XXX film Pirates that stopped the Elimination Chamber from reaching its destination.
Shout out to Carmen Luvana.
Now, coincidentally, yesterday on my YouTube feed popped up, what do cargo ships do to deter pirates? And it was a 15-minute video, and I watched it. Little did I know that I would use this knowledge here today, because in that video, there were quite a number of different tactics they would use. One, the water gun.
I was going to say outgun them, I think, would be number one. But
well, the water gun is one of them, the giant water hose that you try to spray the pirates with as they approach. You could use a cannonball. You could use other firearms. They throw out a tripwire of sorts, I guess would be the best way to put it, like some netting that trips up the boats, sometimes stopping them and heaving the pirates overseas.
I swear, I saw that in a Looney Tunes cartoon one time. I think they drew a line in the water and then like the boat hit it and they flew over. That's where they got that technology from.
This is a serious show, Mike.
Sorry.
They also come equipped many times with barbed wire or chicken wire that they can put up in a haste to stop the pirates. Although there was a few years ago, and it may have actually happened in the Suez Canal, a few years ago, and I believe it was an Israeli ship was boarded after a helicopter actually dropped off some of these pirates and a camera crew.
I'll be damned.
So.
Well, we learned something today, and that's these are the steps that they could have taken, WWE could have taken, as they tried to get the cage over to Perth, Australia for the Elimination Chamber. And look, SmackDown was taped last Friday. The Bloodline's going to appear. We get LA Knight and Drew McIntyre. Bron Breakker's going to debut. But obviously, all of this is leading in to tomorrow's Elimination Chamber show. And Tommy, I mean, was there any more that you could tell us on the Pirates, or was that pretty much everything?
I could make a Paul Burchill joke of some sort, but I won't do it.
He was just on TNA, or TNA, he was just on NWA last week, I believe it was, wrestling the Thrillbilly, Silas Mason, for the NWA national title, or one of their titles that they had. But yeah, they broke Paul Burchill back out after quite some time. Didn't look too bad either.
Always a fan of Paul Burchill, the innovator of the C4, which is oftentimes misinterpreted as a Spanish fly, but I'm not going to get into that.
But the technical differences between the C4 and the Spanish, I don't even remember the C4. I got to be honest, the one thing I remember about Burchill is the entrance, and then the, you know, Katie Lee. I remember her too.
The C4 is a one-person Spanish fly. Spanish fly is a two-person move. It's a tag team move off the top rope.
So remember, I can't remember what
Spanish
was the C4
team. C4 is the same move, but it's done by one person.
Can you demonstrate? The people on the radio would love to see it. You're one person. Come on. Back up the camera. Let's see it.
I can't even pull it off on a gig when somebody's paying me. Never mind here, man. In my studio.
Thank God we're not
getting paid.
I know. Thank God we're not getting paid to do this show because, God, they would want their money back. But Elimination Chamber, 5 in the morning. That means it's 2 in the morning, Filthy Tom Lawler time. He'll be just going to sleep as this show begins for everybody else who's going to be watching it live. WWE World Heavyweight Championship Elimination Chamber number one contenders match, whatever you want to say. Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, LA Knight, Logan Paul. It screams to me that Drew McIntyre is going to win this thing, Filthy. We have not even really talked about, and nobody's talked about Orton or Lashley or Owens or even thought to try to build any of these gentlemen a story to get them into winning this match and on the way to facing Seth Rollins. So, I mean, McIntyre or no one, what do you think?
Well, I think Bobby Lashley's probably going to have to deal with some variation of the final testament. I would imagine that'll take him out, as seems to always happen to Bobby Lashley. Always some chicanery. Hey, I mean, if I was a booker, Bobby Lashley would not be losing clean to very many people, and he rarely does. So I would imagine he's going to get taken out by them in some way, shape, or form. I think Kevin Owens and Logan Paul are headed towards another showdown, probably at WrestleMania for that title, I would imagine, after they've been feuding for the past few months. And I like this feud, and I'd like to see it culminate at WrestleMania. So that leaves who else, Mike? It leaves Drew McIntyre. Of course, he's a favorite. It leaves Randy Orton. And it leaves, yeah, L.A. Knight, who, although I'm sure there's a subset of fans who would love to see him win the belt here at Mania, I just don't quite think it's his time. However, it is time. 3-2-1 for Drew McIntyre to kick us out to a break with a big claymore and a win tomorrow in the chamber.
Wrestling Observer Live. Do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti.
Nobody. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Filthy Friday on Wrestling Observer Live. Talking about this here Elimination Chamber show. Drew McIntyre, at least my choice to come out and win the entire thing. I would assume at least. Filthy, who did you say... Look, Randy Orton, this is interesting.
I said it right before break. I said Drew McIntyre's hitting a Claymore. He's sending us to break it. He's going to win the chamber.
Right.
It just leaves kind of Randy Orton and LA Knight as the odd men out. And I would expect something in the way of a feud to start either there or, you know, does someone interject themselves? They could go back to Orton and Knight, who have been kind of quasi-feuding in that whole lead up to the Roman Reigns match, including AJ Styles, who's also out there. So I don't know what you go back to a three-way with those guys.
I was going to ask you, if that's the direction they're going to go in with a three-way with those guys for one of the nights at Mania, just to give them something to do.
Could be. There's two nights. Maybe we get a short little round robin series out of the guys. Who knows? I mean, could you come up with a 20-match card for WrestleMania this year, if you had to, off the top of your head?
I mean, I could, and I guess you could, you know, it's hard to draw some of the lines because we still need to see some things play out. I mean, even if Drew McIntyre wins this thing, and I think most of us believe that he will, even if he wins, you still have the Damian Priest thing and what you're going to do with Priest, because I would figure you want him to be strong coming out of Mania, and you want him to do something notable on Mania. Again, if they're not doing anything notable with Damian Priest Mania weekend, that is a screaming sign to me that he's going to cash that thing in on Monday's
Raw. Oh, don't you think it's going to be he and Finn Balor taking on the Awesome Truth? And we're going to get R-Truth? I'm serious.
I tell you what, if that's... you know what? I'll give you that. And Miz and R-Truth win the titles and people lose their minds and they're
happy. JD McDonagh does something that backfires.
Yes. Now here's my question then. If usually when they do something like that, when you have the guy with the briefcase and he's downplayed to that degree on the pay-per-view, is that a sign that either that he's going to cash in on Monday, or because of the scenario you're laying out with them losing the tag titles, running into the Awesome Truth, is that the way that you get Damian Priest out of there and Drew McIntyre in there, because Judgment Day then goes and screws up his cash-in attempt on Drew? Possible? Because I can't see Drew McIntyre coming out of Mania with that title. It's just, to me, a matter of how long he holds it for. Because I think if he wins, he's beating, you know, Seth Rollins, and then Seth can take some time off, and we're going to have a Drew title reign.
Yeah, I think that's a good avenue to go with, Mike. I'm glad we just booked it.
Good.
For the future.
Right. Somebody cut the check. Let's go. Elimination Chamber, women's match.
Don't they have a head writer's position available?
It's possible. That's right. Did they ever fill the Peppermint position? Maybe not.
I'm not touching that.
So you make it sound so obscene. Elimination Chamber for the women. Becky Lynch, Naomi, Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Raquel Rodriguez, Tiffany Stratton. I'm not going to fall over shocked if the... You know, the scenario you laid out, let's say Bobby Lashley gets attacked. I don't know if we don't see that with Raquel Rodriguez, except it's not during the match and it's not some distraction that way. It's before the match, because her coming out this week kind of talking about her condition again. I know it was a surprise they got her in the match. I don't know. I could see her being taken out of this match and seeing... Look, to me, you could put easily easily you could put Jade in this match, in this type of match where she could be hidden, just do a couple of spots, lay there kind of rolled out on the ground while other people are doing spots, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know. I get this feeling that Raquel may be in peril here when it comes to her position, but we'll see. Overall, though, I mean, hard to believe that we're not going to get Becky Lynch out of this thing, right? I mean, I'm sure we're going to get some more matches for WrestleMania and some more feuds out of this, including the possibility of Bianca and Tiffany Stratton, which I know would probably be very disappointing for a lot of Bianca fans. But it could be, and again, it could be something that they could do. But what do you think about the women's elimination chamber?
Well, I think you're right. I think Becky Lynch should come out of this as the winner. A lot of people thought she was the favorite to win the Rumble. She was dumped out by, I couldn't even tell you who. Maybe Nia Jax. Maybe Liv Morgan. Right? But it didn't lead to much. And I expect her to come out of here challenging Rhea Ripley at the WrestleMania kickoff event that I attended here in Las Vegas. There were two females besides the champion Rhea Ripley that hit the stage. One of them was Becky Lynch, who had a face-off with her. The other was Bianca Belair, who has a new show out with her husband, Montez Ford. So I would imagine that they build upon that. It's Becky Lynch against Rhea Ripley. And Mike, what I would do, actually, is I would take Jade Cargill and I would put her against Bianca Belair, and I would give her the big win at WrestleMania. I believe they mentioned at the WrestleMania kickoff event, Bianca Belair has won the last 3 years at WrestleMania. She's won the Royal Rumble, I believe, two times in that period. Maybe that's incorrect, but I don't think it hurts her whatsoever to have Jade go over her real big at Mania.
But is Jade ready for that? I guess that would be the question then. If you're going to
ready, it's pro wrestling.
But if you're
going to WrestleMania was headlined by Bam Bam Bigelow and Lawrence Taylor.
That's look. I know that, but like she's not.
You're telling
Lawrence
me she
Taylor.
Can't? No, but she could be Logan Paul.
But here's my thing. If she's going to get a win like that over somebody, why not do that on NXT? Here's my thing. If she does that, then that means she's ready to be a regular on the show. At least a semi-regular, and she's going to have a feud and matches. I don't get the impression that they're ready for that yet. And I don't know if I necessarily want to use Jade like that. I mean, honestly, I'm okay with the amount of women that they have. I'm completely okay with her being, I don't want to say Omos, but kind of in that position where unless she can really go out there and have a 10 to 12 minute match with somebody, if she can't do that, then what's the point? So to me, I don't know if I want to necessarily use Bianca in that position on that show.
What do you mean, what's the point?
Because to
me,
Bianca...
You want to see Jade? You want to see Jade out there selling her leg?
But here's the thing.
For 8 minutes?
No, but at some point she's going to have to. Why not do...
No.
But here's my thing. Why not then do Bianca and Tiffany then? Because Tiffany's more ready than Jade would be.
If you're looking at it from a wrestling match standpoint, sure, Mike, I'm not going to disagree with you. But there's a certain aura and star quality that Jade has that very few of the other women have.
She does. Absolutely. She absolutely does. But like, in this case, why not have her go squash Candace
Bianca.
And Indy? Well, I get it. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. But then it's like, then...
They didn't bring in
to see her.
Vader didn't come in and squash Shiro Koshinaka.
Yeah, but Vader was working in catch wrestling, you know, earning her stripes and had a, you know, 15-year career before it either. I mean, one of their problems is they obviously don't trust her to be able to go. Isn't that part of the issue? And if she beats Bianca, wouldn't that be a sign that she's ready to go? Are you gonna have her squash Bianca and then use her as, how are you gonna use her as Brock?
From what I've seen, I don't care. From what I've seen, she's ready enough to go. She was ready enough to go coming straight from AEW.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Then, hey, look, maybe we throw WrestleMania all out. You know, maybe she comes in and she body slams Nia and she takes the match with Rhea and she wins the title from Rhea and it's Jade and it's Becky at WrestleMania or something like that. Look, I assume Rhea Ripley, you believe as I do that she's going to win this match and we're going to get Becky. It can't be Nia, right? It can't be.
No.
There's somebody she can go over, dude. How about that? How about at Mania on one of those nights, it's Jade against Nia. She comes out, slams Nia, and beats her and squashes her like a bug. Nobody's been able to get over on Nia except for Jade. Why not do it that way? How about
good
that?
Good enough for me. Fair as enough. Long as we can end this argument here.
Well, is it really an argument? I mean, honestly.
It's enough of one. It's a first world problem argument.
It is. Damian Priest, Finn Balor, as we talked about, against the new Catch Republic. Get the hell out of here. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, great team, great wrestlers, new Catch Republic.
What's wrong with British strong style? Especially now that Minoru Suzuki gave the name back and got rid of it. Did you see that?
No, did he?
He said New Japan can have it back.
Oh, maybe he thought he was going to get sued by the Inoki Genome Federation or something.
Oh, yeah, perhaps.
New Catch Republic. Look, Damian Priest, Finn Balor, I think, win this match, although it should be entertaining. And then, as far as I know, the pre-show match, the only other thing that they've had announced so far is Kairi Sane and Asuka facing off against Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. I would assume Kairi and Asuka get the victory there. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live.
We just the Iron through. Men. The Iron Men of the radio. Just Tony Starks of the airwaves. Mike Sempervivi.
This is more, now we're at you God level, the way we've been doing this show today. This is man with the golden arm sort of stuff here. Elimination Chamber, we're done with it. Optus Stadium, 5 o'clock in the morning. Look, it's very annoying if you're on the East Coast of the United States. The rest of the world laughing right now because, well, we usually have to put them in all sorts of hell because, well, America, the cradle of civilization, where all things must take place at between 5 and 8 p.m. in the our time. You know, the rest of you need to suffer, but suffering will not be on Kenny Omega's list for too long. At least he's going to have some relief, Tom. He's coming back. Did you hear about this? Kenny Omega on the way back? Yeah. Alex Jabaley, the founder and CEO of CEO Gaming, tweeted out today that he has set up a streaming station for Kenny Omega, who will begin to stream video games online very, very soon. You excited?
Hey, I'm a fan of Kenny Omega, so let's get him back ASAP, health permitting.
Jabaley wrote, quote, "Not sure when the first one will be, but it'll be Street Fighter related when the time comes to kick things off. He says hello," end quote. Why would the first thing not be the AEW video game? Like, I know his favorite game is Street Fighter. Like, my favorite game right now is still, like, the MLB 23. But, like, if there was the F4W game, like, I would probably want to stream that one. Especially one that's been so maligned like the AEW game has. And considering that it's been out for a while, anybody that didn't buy it, wouldn't you want to try to get them to buy it? I don't know. Am I crazy for this? I don't know anything about the streaming of video games. My whole knowledge of Twitch comes from doing this show.
Well, perhaps this is a endeavor that is designed to get as many followers and viewers as possible. And there's more people who own Street Fighter VI, I would imagine, and play that than do AEW Fight Forever. And that's not a slight on Fight Forever, because I've played the game. And I enjoy it. I've played on multiple platforms.
Did you make yourself?
I'm past that point in my life. Sadly, I've never been in a video game. No action figures. And I've quite honestly given up.
So well, at least you got a subject. T-shirt through this site, which I've never gotten.
If I can live vicariously through Kenny Omega playing Puzzle Fighter 2 or whatever it is on Twitch, I'll go ahead and do so.
Dance Party 2024, is that still around? Hey, you know what you didn't tell
Maybe
me
Maybe a little, fire up a little Leisure Suit Larry and join me on the F4W Twitch stream.
Why didn't you tell me about the New Japan deal? I didn't hear about this. I had to see it on your timeline and then actually have to go check it out further. Have you been called on this? Because I would love to take this tour. New Japan Pro Wrestling, please to announce that it has entered into a working relationship with Costa Rica Wrestling Embassy. Did Rocky Romero figure this deal out too?
I wasn't briefed on the inner dealings with the Costa Rica Wrestling Embassy. I thought maybe I'd get the jump on it and say something, but there were multiple people who were talking about this already being their territory. Apparently a lot of wrestlers like to go down to Costa Rica and hang out.
Oh man, seems to be a lot of rich white guys with they'll like work part time like in Florida or like around here at the beach area where Belize and Costa Rica seem to be the spot for these folks.
Yeah, usually you do one of two things. You either fund Bodog and a shady MMA promotion and you bring in fighters, hold fights on the beach in Costa Rica, give them access to copious amounts of women, and then hide from the government. Or another thing you can do if you want to end up in Costa Rica, and it doesn't involve, you know, going through New Japan is probably the hardest way to get down there. But if you create a virus scan company and then lose your mind and go insane, I can't even say the word I wanted to use on air, you might end up hanging out down in Costa Rica too. But you could watch some New Japan Pro Wrestling along with CWE, which I guess I'll have to check out.
Yeah, I see you're going to get into news, CWE here.
Not the only news coming out of New Japan. I assume that's why you brought that up, so we could segue into a little bit of results from this evening.
That was going to be my pro style. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about these results or not. I mean, I got to be honest. I haven't seen it yet. I know you have. Those last four results that I saw for the four main matches on the show, after you got through Mayu and Mina, I don't know how I feel about everything that they did here, but the main event, Nick Nemeth defeats David Finlay. David Finlay does not get a defense of the Global Heavyweight Championship, the brand new IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship, loses it in his first defense against Nick Nemeth and Matt Riddle, defeating Hiroshi Tanahashi for the NJPW World Television title in the semi-main event. So the two big names that have come along here in the last couple of months, as they lose Okada, they lose Ospreay, they lose Fletcher and some others, they pick up Nemeth and Riddle from WWE, they immediately are belted. What did you think about the decision? What did you think about the matches as you watched them?
I am a big fan of Nick Nemeth. Love watching him in the ring. Unfortunately, I thought that this was a time where David Finlay should have won. I thought David Finlay finally had some momentum. I didn't hear people chirping left and right about how Gabe Kidd should be the leader of the Bullet Club. Dave Finlay got the big win at Wrestle Kingdom over both Moxley and Ospreay. He looked great. He looked like a killer. He looked like a leader of the Bullet Club. He looked like a leader of the War Dogs in that cage match. And I thought that they should continue with that and that this would be a big defense from him. And I'm just surprised that he lost it. The match was good. The crowd, even in his post-match speech, Nick Nemeth said, "You don't know me now, but you will." And kind of in both instances, he and Matt Riddle both came out and there weren't as big reactions for the entrances as maybe you would imagine, but they were both able to get the crowd behind them at multiple times. During the Nick Nemeth and David Finlay match, the crowd was definitely behind Nemeth as he was selling his leg and fighting out of the figure four. And then eventually he landed he and Finlay went back and forth with headbutts. He landed a super kick called the 101 because he's taking people to school. And then the zigzag, now known as the Danger Zone, to get the win over Finlay. And in the Matt Riddle Tanahashi match, which went, I believe, less than 9 minutes, the TV title changed hands. These matches, of course, have a 15-minute time limit, so they are sort of a sprint. But they went through kind of the formula, seemingly, for these matches. You do some wrestling, you do some spots, you hit some signature moves, you go back to some fast-paced wrestling, and then you go to a finish. And Matt Riddle was able to hit the Bro Derek and get the win. The crowd, I think, was surprised, as was I, because the match hadn't really, it was only 8 or 9 minutes. I was just expecting a longer match out of these two, but definitely solidifies Matt Riddle as a major player in New Japan. He, I believe, teams with United Empire tonight. We'll see if he is the replacement in some ways for Will Ospreay, who is irreplaceable in most ways in the United Empire, or if he's just there to team with his old bro, Jeff Cobb. But I thought, from what I saw, the Mina Shirakawa challenge of Mayu Iwatani for the IWGP Women's title was my favorite thing on the show.
I am looking forward to that. Not looking as forward to the never open weight championship match between Evil and Shota Umino. Evil gets his first title defense, I believe, off of this reign, but Shota Umino, you know, did he need to lose this? And I'm fine with El Desperado, you know, having another different name in the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship mix. Show the way Show's been in House of Torture and then winning it by countout. I mean, he wins by countout after 16 minutes. I mean, was this match worth seeing, looking at that result and rolling my eyes? I mean, is there redemption to be seen in the match? I mean, was that at least good?
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I did the same thing you did. I saw a count out finish. I rolled my eyes.
There's a lot not to like about what's going on right now in New Japan. I mean, I'll just say it. There's a lot to me not to like. And I know this is a better subject for the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, which we are going to record on either Sunday or Monday for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. But I am not – I'm very bearish right now on the New Japan scene.
Just wait for the next U.S. show. I'm sure that'll be a banger.
You got that dog inside you, don't you?
I do, just like Brian Alvarez. This one's a Nathan's footlong.
It's New Japan, new beginning in Sapporo. Part 2 takes place early in the morning. That'll actually be somewhat competing. Yeah. I guess I'll be just going off or towards the end of the show by the time that the WWE show begins in Australia, but IWGP World Heavyweight title, Naito against Sonata, hair versus hair, Yota Tsuji against Yuya Uemura, Shingo Takagi against Taichi. Those are the three main matches on the show. But notable, Tama Tonga and Tangaloa against Hikuleo and El Fantasmo. I think a lot of brethren and hand signals and good brethren going on there at the end of that one. If it's going to be Tama Tonga's last match there, and then, of course, Kazuchika Okada teaming up with Hiroshi Tanahashi, Tomohiro Ishii, and Hiroki Goto, and Yoshihashi against the United Empire, as Filthy mentioned there. So do you think Okada does one job on the way out? It ain't going to be the riddle, I doubt, but who do you think takes the fall there? You think there's any shot Okada loses before he leaves?
I think you got a better shot of Topper Harley showing up for this part due than you do Okada taking the fall on his last match out. I think he's hitting that rainmaker. I think he's doing the pose. Suwama is not going to be there to attack him like it's 15 years ago as he does it for 3 minutes. And then he moves on to whatever endeavor he has in his elite career coming up next.
You know, make sure you stand by your phone. I don't think Endeavor's going to be calling, but Leonard Asper from Anthem might be calling you because the crew goes to work for TNA Wrestling tonight with No Surrender, which is going to be available. It is main evented by Moose against Alex Shelley in a No Surrender rules match, but apparently there's a meeting taking place on Saturday before the Bayou Blast taping in New Orleans, the TV taping. PW Insider is reporting this, where Leonard Asper is going to sit down with the wrestlers and talk about their letter that they sent there to both him and Scott D'Amore about putting Scott back in charge. They are not going to do that. And, in fact, in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, apparently D'Amore's offer of approximately $10 million to buy TNA from Anthem was turned down cold with no response. So there you go. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Put a bow on this thing. But we can't get out of here without talking about the biggest event taking place this weekend. PFL against Bellator champions. Available via pay-per-view and ESPN Plus from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The first event for Bellator fighters since the promotion was purchased by the IFL or the PFL. Never thought this could happen. A veteran of these wars, Filthy Tom Lawler. You gonna be checking this thing out here? Ryan Bader in the main event?
I hope to. It's a nonstop day. Ryan Bader in one of the closest things you're going to have to a freak show fight, taking on the near 7 foot tall Hernan Ferreira. The side-by-side comparison of these two guys looks like it's out of that cartoon. Mike said he saw the pirates get tripped up in the tripwire earlier.
Dude, Ferreira's just like Tua. He looks huge.
He's huge. Unbelievable size disparity. You also have, what's the other championship fight that's going down? Johnny Eblen taking on Impa Kasangane in the other champion versus champion fight. Clay Collard versus AJ McKee on the undercard. But you talked about it earlier. There's Elimination Chamber. There's this PFL versus Bellator. Elimination Chamber will bleed right into this. There's a KSW show tomorrow with Mohamed Khalidov boxing Thomas Adamek. Josh Barnett's in a grappling match on it. There's Valet Tudo, anything go rules fights on there. There's a UFC. There's AEW, I'm sure. It's never ending, Mike. And guess what?
What's up?
just like I love the listeners out there, I absolutely love it. I can't get enough of wrestling and combat sports, and I can't get enough of listening to you talk about it right here in these very airwaves.
That's right. GCW tonight in Dallas, AAW tonight in Chicago, CMLL tonight in Arena Mexico. If you want it, you can find it. You can get it. It's wrestling, damn it. And we talk about it here. Sports Byline USA, Wrestling Observer Live. We're done talking. She'll talk to you again after a while. Let's get out.